break open doors, leading you down into my core. Will I become so numb? You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and lead it back home.
Wake me up!
Wake me up inside!
Can't wake up!
Welcome to tonight's broadcast. This is Road Warrior Radio, and you are tuned in live this Thursday, May 20th, 2010, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. A couple of things real quick off the top. The interview, John's interview today on the National Intel Report of Brian Rainville, very interesting. I highly recommend it. Give that a listen. As interesting as the interview with Brenda Elliott, the co-author of the Manchurian, the Manchurian President, and she's the co-author with Aaron Klein, that yesterday, of course. But also, John mentioned the article by Chris W. Bell, King Had a Dream, But Blacks Now Face a Nightmare. That's a great article. I'll include a link to that in tonight's broadcast. The link to the article posted on RBN. And I would say that condition and the sentiments expressed in the article are not reserved to the black community. And, you know, speaking of the divisive issue of race, what has been used to divide and conquer people in this country, keep us all separated and stuff, I thought it was hilarious on Tuesday when Robbie said that he responded to the census worker and said that he was an African American. The person said they couldn't put that, I think is what they said. Something to the effect of I can't put that. It was hysterical though. Why is that not fair? I mean, after all, where is Robbie Noel from? Come on. That's fair, isn't it? He's claiming his African heritage. That was great. Also mentioned was the ultimate political ad by our own Idahoan, Rex Rammel. Very interesting. And I'll include a link to the melt-up video. I mentioned it yesterday. I'll include the link at RBN in the archives, that video by the National Inflation Association. It's pretty interesting. They say it's the most important economic video ever made. And I would echo the sentiments from last night's Road Warrior Radio broadcast in saying that the part that's disconcerting to me about all of this is that it brings us all to a certain place in terms of information. And I go back to a lot of the other things that have come out lately. Like I said yesterday, the IOUSA PR junket or PSA junket, in recent memory, that's, you know, these kinds of things have a tendency to bring us to a certain place in terms of information. And I think we should ask the question, is that a good thing? Anyway, speaking of last night's Road Warrior Radio broadcast archives, do you know who Gary Webb was? That was one of the other things that I posted in the archive. We'll touch on that and a whole lot more when we come back. Stick around. We'll grab back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides,
carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
All right, welcome back. Okay, so let's jump in the not-so-way-back machine real quick. I wonder, you know, the reason why I stuck Gary Webb's Wikipedia link in last night's archive was because of the two stories that I mentioned, the NPR story on the trail of Mexico's vicious Sinaloa cartel and Mike Whitney's article over at Market Oracle titled "Is the CIA Behind Mexico's Bloody Drug War?" It's a brilliant article. If you haven't read it, read it. Trust me, it's worth it. And I think the entire text of the article is actually posted in the archive. So there's a link to the article over at Market Oracle, and then beneath that there is the actual text of the article. It's brilliant. So what does all of that have to do with Gary Webb? Well, if you are familiar with Gary Webb, basically Gary Webb was the journalist, the award-winning investigative journalist who gave his life exposing this issue, the very issue that Mike Whitney wrote about. And, you know, he's one of those guys that supposedly committed suicide. You know, like I said last night of President Garfield, you know, this is a guy that got too close to the heart of the issue and had to take a dirt nap. It's clear that he wasn't going to be quiet, so That was, you know, obviously not okay. Anyway, from his Wikipedia page, right from the top, it says Webb was best known for his 1996 Dark Alliance series of articles written for the San Jose Mercury News and later published as a book. In the three-part series, Webb investigated Nicaraguans linked to the CIA-backed Contras who had allegedly smuggled cocaine into the U.S. The smuggled cocaine was distributed as crack cocaine in Los Angeles, with the profits funneled back to the Contras. Webb also alleged that this influx of Nicaraguan-supplied cocaine sparked and significantly fueled the widespread crack cocaine epidemic that swept through many U.S. cities during the 1980s. According to Webb, the CIA was aware of the cocaine transactions and the large shipments of drugs into the U.S. by Contra personnel. Webb charged that the Reagan administration shielded inner-city drug dealers from prosecution in order to raise money for the Contras, especially after Congress passed the Borland Amendment, which prohibited direct Contra funding. Webb's reporting generated fierce controversy, and the San Jose Mercury News backed away from the story, effectively ending Webb's career as a mainstream media journalist. In 2004, Webb was found dead from two gunshot wounds to the head, which the coroner's office judged as a suicide. Shot himself twice in the head. And if you believe that, I got some great oceanfront property right in the heart of Oklahoma. Shot himself twice in the head. It was a suicide. Since Webb's death, both the LA Times and Chicago Times have defended his Dark Alliance series. Anyway, you can obviously, if you're not familiar, you can find a lot more information. Wikipedia article is a good jumping off point if you're not familiar. But like I said, Gary Webb is one of the folks who has paid the ultimate price or made the ultimate sacrifice. I hate using that term because guys like George Bush use it, and I don't think we have the same context in mind when I use it and he used it. Anyway, as I said, Webb was he's one of those folks that gave their lives for this information. And so what's the point? Well, the point is that the Sinaloa cartel and that whole story really smacks of the same leanings. It's the same MO basically in every one of these stories. You know, when you look at the fact I think it's actually mentioned. Yep, it sure is. In Whitney's article, in fact, which is in the archives again, is the CIA behind Mexico's bloody drug war. He mentions, you know, it's the same MO everywhere you go. Here's an excerpt from Portland Independent Media that Mike Whitney included in his article. Before 1980, Afghanistan produced 0% of the world's opium, but then the CIA moved in, and by 1986, they were producing 40% of the world's heroin supply. By 1999, they were churning out 3,200 tons of heroin a year, nearly 80% of the total market supply. But then something unexpected happened. The Taliban rose to power. Yeah, right. That was completely anticipated, especially since that's part of the same MO. Anyway, and by 2000, they had destroyed nearly all of the opium fields. Production dropped from 3,000 plus tons to 185 tons, a 94% reduction. This drop in revenue hurt not only the CIA's black budget projects, but also the free flow of laundered money in and out of the controller's banks. And so, as I said, it's the same MO with all of this stuff. The drug money is funneled and laundered through shell corporations, basically through the American stock market, and it's used to fund, train, and equip chaos and violence and destruction and nihilism, really, around the globe, just like it has for decades. And it's a very effective racket. It works really well. And it seems that as long as you can buy the right number of people off with the right amount of blood money, it continues, which again gets back to Garfield's quote. that I mentioned last night. It's unfortunate. So when I originally stuck the Gary Webb link in the archive, it was at the bottom beneath Mike Whitney's story, and I moved it up, and hopefully you can... I think that's an important series of connections. Gary Webb, the NPR story on the Sinaloa cartel, and Mike Whitney's article on the same subject. And it's fascinating to me that this intelligence apparatus is repeatedly linked to, if not the centerpiece of scandal, and yet we keep trying to prune a thorn bush. Why is that? Anybody wonder? I find that fascinating. Anyway, in other news, the story that I keep talking about, the regulatory overthrow, guess what? Looks like we're about to turn the corner and finalize that. New York Times, NPR, and everybody else is reporting late this afternoon or early this evening, Senate approves bill to overhaul financial regulation. I'd say overthrow. Let's just be honest. Might as well be Senate approves bill to overthrow financial regulation. The Senate on Thursday passed a far-reaching financial regulatory bill. The legislation is intended to prevent a repeat of the 2008 crisis. Boy, have we heard that before. Have we not? But also reshapes the role of numerous federal agencies. What do I keep saying? But where do we need to look from there? Reshapes the role of numerous federal agencies. You have to insert and also adds in an overreaching role of international monetary regulatory bodies. That's what should be inserted after that statement. And vastly empowers the Federal Reserve in an attempt to predict and contain future debacles. Okay, so now they're going to be... sorcerers and fortune tellers, I guess, at the Federal Reserve, right? Because this is working so well. Remember what Jim Rickard said in the clip that we played yesterday? What do they do? What do they do best? It's not predicting and containing future debacles. It's creating them. It's what they do best. I suppose that makes them exceptionally well qualified for the job of trying to predict and contain future debacles. They create them best, so hey, why not put them in charge of predicting and controlling them or containing them? It's nonsense is what it is. It's the fox in the hen house. The article goes on, Democratic congressional leaders in the Obama administration must now work to combine the Senate bill with a version approved by the House in December and process that is expected to take several weeks. This is unbelievable. And like I said, like I keep saying, you know, this is very bad. They're very bad. I mean, we're waving bye-bye to America officially with this kind of thing. Really, I mean, I know that that's kind of sounds like hyperbole or rhetorical device. It's not. This is very, very planned, just it's breathtaking. I mean, it really is to see this happening. It's the same thing that happened 100 years ago. At that meeting on Jekyll Island, the fruits of that we saw in 1913, this is the same thing that's happening right now from a regulatory standpoint, and it's not good. But it's more far-reaching this time. That was insane. This is much worse because we're already there monetarily, and now we're basically offshoring regulatory control officially. With this kind of legislation. I'll have more on that later. And we'll be talking about the specifics from both pieces of legislation later. But not today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm, based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Like I said before we went out, I'm not going to get into the specifics right now, but this financial overhaul that's coming is scary. And I'll include a link to the New York Times article, but it's interesting how there's all kinds of propaganda that's woven into these stories every single time. You know, one of the passages from the New York Times articles, it says, while there are important differences, notably a Senate provision that would force big banks to spin off some of their most lucrative derivatives business into separate subsidiaries, again, I would say, pruning a thorn bush. The bills are broadly similar, and it is virtually certain the Congress will adopt the most sweeping regulatory overhaul since the aftermath of the Great Depression. And you keep reading, and there's language that hints at the positive nature, or the alleged positive nature of this legislation. Why? Because this is intended to prevent a repeat of the 2008 crisis. But see, the part that is mystifying, I suppose, the most mystifying part of this this argument is exactly the sentiments that I mentioned that Jim Rickards expressed in that September 2009 CNBC interview that we played yesterday, whereas Robbie Noel says he told all. He did. He spelled it out. If you want to know what's going to happen in the next 1, 2, 5, 10, 15 years from an economic standpoint, and then, of course, the ripple effect from there, Rickards nailed it. Which is why we played that, and then we backed up a few key segments. You could do that in a number of other places, but I just wanted to make sure that for those that were listening, some of the key, most just outrageous statements that are true were caught and not missed. Unbelievable. And that's the YouTube video titled Dollar Decline, SDRs and IMF. Jim Rickards, and that's, you know, the link is in the archive, Road Warrior Radio archive from yesterday at RBN. You can obviously find it on YouTube as well, as long as that lasts. Anyway, it's mystifying to me. How can you charge the agency that creates these kinds of debacles? How can you charge that agency with the responsibility of predicting and containing future debacles? You know, it's like having the fox in the hen house and chickens keep disappearing. They keep turning up missing. So we're going to have the fox try to predict and contain future chicken disappearances. It's the fox that's causing the disappearances. I mean, it's that simple. Unbelievable. And the regulatory control mechanisms that are going to be offshored in that legislation, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's just absolutely mind-boggling to me. Anyway, there, like I said, we'll circle back around, and I'll talk more about that at a future date. I wanted to also mention, been some interesting discussions on Freedom Frenzy Radio lately, haven't there been? Which is a fairly new broadcast on RBN. And I wanted to play a clip from one of them. I believe it was not yesterday, but Tuesday, I want to say. I love Truot. Yeah, I wish them all the best over at the Micro Effect. I miss them. I've been fishing with them. Got invited to fish with them last year, and it was a lot of fun. But he's a great guy, and I wish him well. But, you know, the Freedom Frenzy Radio discussion is kind of interesting. The way that it seems to be heating up, and that's, if you don't know yet, you might want to check it out from 1 to 3. On RBN, that's Central Time, of course, with Jerry DeMars and Jenny Hodges. It's pretty interesting. I think we'll play a clip from that. I'll try to grab the clip that I was talking about. We'll see if we can play that in the next segment. So stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. You know, it just seems that things keep pushing on and on. I mentioned that NPR piece while I was digging for something else. I recently mentioned the NPR segment. Oh, gosh, what was it? I don't remember the title of it now. Earlier this month, the point is, the gentleman that was being interviewed mentioned the fact that the legislation that to which he was referring made, there's no talk of creating minotaurs based on this genetic alteration legislation, and as I look for that segment, the clip that I mentioned that was from in the archives. The point is, while he was jokingly mentioning that, I made mention of some of the recent stories that that are fairly disconcerting that seem to refute his point. He was saying that there's no call for, you know, outlandish things like creating minotaurs or anything like that. Well, there are some very disconcerting and very suspicious, I would say, harbingers that we see all over the place. One of the stories that I think corroborates that is a story that was published today by the Wall Street Journal. The headline was "Scientists Create Synthetic Organism" by Robert Lee Holtz. And the story says, we call it the first synthetic cell, said genomics pioneer Craig Venter, who oversaw the project. These are very much real cells, created at a cost of $40 million. This experimental one-cell organism, which can reproduce, opens the way to the manipulation of life on a previously unattainable scale. Several researchers and ethics experts said scientists have been altering DNA piecemeal for a generation, producing a menagerie of genetically engineered plants and animals, but the ability to craft an organism offers a new power over life, they said. Maybe, you know, with the privatization of this technology, it becomes possible to create minotaurs all of a sudden. Doesn't that sound like it's a real possibility now all of a sudden? And I don't want to sound too outrageous or even hysterical, but it's interesting. A friend of mine caught this and sent me an email and said the subject line in the email was, "Holy crap." And we've had some interesting discussions lately, and I said, you know, he said, you know, read the last paragraph, tell me what you think. The last paragraph says, to set this novel bacterium and all its descendants apart from any natural creation, Dr. Venter and his colleagues wrote their names into its chemical DNA code. Does somebody have a complex of sorts, maybe? Along with three apt quotations from James Joyce and others, these genetic watermarks will eventually allow the researchers to assert ownership of the cells. You have to have a way of tracking it, said Stanford ethicist Mildred Cho, who has studied the issues posed by the creation of such organisms. So we were talking about this, and I said, you know, it kind of reminds you of the recent movie Repo Men, doesn't it? And he said, what do you mean? And so we started talking about that. And, you know, the movie with Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker, etc. And he says, yeah, you know, we have this strange connection where you see these kinds of things going on. And I said, it's predictive programming. That's why these movies come out. And all of a sudden you see this onslaught of these kinds of stories. It's no accident. It happens all the time. How can it be an accident if it's such a frequent occurrence? The piece that I mentioned originally was Thursday, May 13th. It was last Thursday. And the NPR segment was titled "Immigration Law, One of Many Changes in Arizona." Journalist Howard Fisher has been covering Arizona state government since 1982, and he was on Fresh Air to discuss Arizona's controversial immigration law, but he also mentioned some other things. And I also stuck a link in there to a Google search of the terms combining animal and human gene. And you can also refer to the Army professional writing that was in the archives from the same day that was mentioned on the control factor that day. And the title of that was "Ultra Micro, Non-Lethal, and Reversible, Looking Ahead to Military Biotechnology," where that kind of subject matter is discussed. Anyway, so they're going to stick genetic watermarks on this on this genetic material, this DNA code in the bacterium, in these synthetic genomes. It's unbelievable. The movie Repo Men starts to take on a real tangible perspective now, doesn't it? It's not somewhere out in the future. And it's shocking. It should be anyway. And as I always say, when this comes up, I would point right back to Genesis 6. This, I think, is exactly what was happening, which is why I think the Bible says that that God was grieved that he made man on the earth. What does that mean? Was he disappointed? Was he mad? Was he upset? No. He was grieved. Why? Because we get sucked into this kind of demonic activity. That's what it is. There are some things that shouldn't be messed with, and this is one of them. And, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this could have tremendously detrimental implications. And for all of the arguments that say this is a good thing, there are 100 or perhaps 1,000 that contradict. So, anyway, for what it's worth, I'll throw a link to that story in the archive as well. It's pretty interesting that it's basically all spelled out there. And like I said, Repo Men is suddenly a real possibility, it seems, all the way down to a genetic level. Or can you imagine to the level of DNA? I mean, they're going to show up and claim genetic material that has their watermark on it. That's out of this world. Unbelievable. And yet, there it is. What else was I going to mention before we move away? I wanted to mention, let's see, I think one more thing in the archives from yesterday. I think I stuck a link to the CFR meeting discussion, Brzezinski Fears a Global Awakening, that from yesterday's broadcast that mentioned. That's in the archives. And the New York Times article, NATO urged to look beyond borders, in the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627. That, there's a link to that in the archives along with that statement. You know, you stick those two things together and you get 2008 Congressional Research Service report writes, hey, this is what we're going to do. Afghanistan is NATO's first out-of-area mission beyond Europe. We're testing, it's a test of the political will and military capabilities of NATO, the alliance. Fast forward, New York Times reports NATO is going to do just that. So they're going to reach out beyond the borders, the traditional borders of NATO, and now it's going to be the UN peacekeeping force, or one aspect of it, the un-peacekeeping force. Let's see. Rather than play the clip from Freedom Frenzy Radio, I think what we'll do, I wanted to play a clip from Jaron Lanier's talk, referring to his book, You Are Not a Gadget, A Manifesto. I think we'll do that real quick, if we have a second here. We can cram that in real fast. So, let's see if we can get that queued up, and hold tight for 1 second. We'll get that queued up. And that, again, is the Jaron Lanier talk from March 10th of this year about his book and the subject matter in it, You Are Not a Gadget, that I've been talking about lately.
And, I have a few other unusual instruments with me that I'll play at the show on Wednesday. The strangest one, though, unquestionably, will be the piano, which still strikes me as being profoundly odd and an expression of a particularly exotic culture. So this book and the recent dialogues I've been having about it are profoundly difficult and odd for me because I've become an apostate, in a sense, within my community. And I'd like to start by saying a little bit about that. If we go back to much earlier times, say about 30 years ago, I went through a period where somehow I had learned how to take on a guru-like quality in my talks, and I got people very, very excited about the coming wonders of digital technology. I copied the cant and rhetorical techniques of Alan Watts, if anyone remembers him, but applied them. Does anybody? Nobody remembers Alan Watts? That's very sad. He's a particularly eloquent Brit, but at any rate, I developed an ability to be quite seductive and to create excitable audiences, and it was wonderful. And I think a lot of what I believed then, I continue to believe, and it was quite legitimate. Inevitably, in essentially trying to launch not just a cultural movement, but the instrumentation to make that cultural movement more real, in a sense, than other cultural movements, because it was actually turned into code. It was actually turned into the gadgets of civilization. It was more than words. In order to launch something like that, inevitably we had to make some hypotheses about what would work. My feeling is that a bold hypothesis, a bold experiment, is nothing to be ashamed of. But there is shame to be had if results start coming in, if data starts coming in, and one refuses to acknowledge that data. And I think we're at that moment of truth now where we have to decide if we're empiricists or not, if we're willing to look at the results of some of the ideas and assess what's working and what's not working, and if we're willing to acknowledge when things aren't working. And a very obvious example for me is one piece of rhetoric that, while it might sound counterintuitive, if you give the fruits of your brain away, give away your journalism, give away your music, the internet will be so bountiful in its rewards to you that you'll do better afterwards. And this idea is something that we used to talk about with a religious sensibility almost. It still has that quality. Anderson's book Free is out now, for instance. There's still people who are promoting this notion from the old days. When I look at the data of what's going on in real people's lives, I see a absolutely negative outcome. I see evidence that consistently shows that idea to not be delivering. And one can ask whether we've waited long enough. Perhaps if we waited, the web is now about 17 years old. We could wait another 17 years. We could wait 170 years. And surely at some point it would change. But there's this question of how long one is willing to wait before deciding these are results that matter. And my feeling is that a generation of people matters, and that's what we have here. And so I feel I must look at the data and accept that this is an idea that is wrong, that's been disproven by data. So now I suddenly find myself in this position of being the naysayer, and it is a far less rewarding and pleasant position to be in than being the sort of prophet kid who gets people excited. That was more fun. The audiences were a bit loonier, but they were charming. And I want to propose, though, that if you look carefully at what I say, what my book says, what I say in my talks about this topic, I think you'll see that within my pessimism about these recent results, and within my criticism, is actually a profound wellspring of optimism about human nature, human potential, and the future. I'm saying that we should expect a lot from ourselves. And furthermore, within the boosterism of the people who oppose my ideas the most, within the Web 2.0 people and the artificial intelligence people and post-humanist, singularity-obsessed people, within all of these movements, you see what on the surface looks like boosterism and positivity, but underneath is a profound skepticism of human potential and a profound dismissal of human nature as a good thing, as something to be furthered. So,
don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Back. Final segment already. Again, this is Jaron Lanier. This is a guy who knows what he's talking about. He's been around for decades. He's been on the forefront of this kind of discussion. He's known, as I keep saying, as the father of virtual reality technology. And as he said, you know, he's one of the prodigies from early on, but now he's one of the courageous folks that has broken from the pack, and as he said, he's become somewhat of an outcast because he's examining the facts and the data, as he said, and they don't seem to support the enthusiasm and the direction that we're going. In fact, it seems, according to what he's saying, that we're headed in the wrong direction. But like he said, the positive aspect of what he's saying is that we do have the ability to use technology, to harness it, to serve people. But the opposite seems to be happening. Why is that? And why are people in positions of power and influence not listening to this? And why are we not re-examining? These are rhetorical questions, because it's always been intended to go in the direction that it's going. You know, if you listen to, again, you know, what was mentioned when Mark called in last week and mentioned the externalization of the hierarchy, when I was talking about some related things, this is what's been planned. This is exactly how this technology was always intended to be used from long, long ago, and it came from spirit guides. This kind of thing, and so you get these people excited, people like Jaron Lanier early on, and then all of a sudden they realize what's happening, and then this discussion keeps marching on with the calliope playing and the noise and the excitement, and it leaves folks like him in the dust who have carried it to where it is, and it'll take the next Jaron Lanier and carry on from here forward. It's been planned that way. And we're supposed to go in the wrong direction. We could go in the right direction. Technology is, it has the potential to be a wonderful thing. It's just stuff. But why does it always seem to go in a particular direction? Everything is named after folks like Darwin or some other evil concept. And we never seem to get a break from that. There are 1,000 bad examples to every one good. Anyway, I want to play just a little bit more, about another minute or so of that, and I'll include a link to that in the archives as well. But hopefully you get a flavor of the point here that he's making and the reality of the subject.
I think I'm still playing the role of the optimist. It's just that the situation has become a little more complex and twisted. I'd like to just say a little bit about the stealth pessimisms and optimisms involved. In my case, the biggest optimism is the one in the title. I'm proposing that we should think of people as being more than machines. Now, this is an enormously controversial idea within the technical communities, because there's an influential religious movement now, and it's the only thing that it can be called, that hopes to find eternal life and the other benefits of religion precisely through believing that people and machines are the same. And the specific mechanism is that...
For more, you'll have to listen. Maybe we'll even play more of that at a later date. Anyway, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Introducing the new Go Berkey.